Good morning, ladies and gents, women and men of God. I come before you on this morning hour with something deep on my mind. You know, I want to put out there a thought, something that's on my heart that I've bear witness to and have experienced on my own. And 9 times out of 10, we think we're going through something by ourselves or what someone couldn't possibly be going through or have ever went through in their life on this miraculous, wondrous journey in life, in the world, in God. So the world sees women and men at a certain age, at a certain point in your life. You're supposed to have your mess together. Either you focus on a career, then family, or whatever comes first. But what about those who may have not had those kind of options? Of education comes first, then career, then family. Maybe kids come first. It can be out of incest, it can be out of rape, it can be out of just misguidance of how a person may have grown up or the kind of household they may have lived in, or not even in a household. Maybe it was on the streets, foster care. You just never know. Maybe they raised themselves abandoned. And that's why we have a church that seems to be lost, wondering about seeking some kind of peace of mind, sound mind, seeking what makes sense, seeking something solid, some structure in life, and try to hold on to those that seem as if they have it. Now for myself, I've grown up in a household where my mother, she was married. So I wasn't born out of wedlock, but she ended up being a single mom. And that history of growing up in a two-parent household didn't last long for me. So my life, my childhood turned out differently than most others. Maybe it could have been worse than others, or maybe I had it good and thinking it was bad, you know. But I ask that as a question. Because as a church, as a whole, as a people of God, we try to hold on to those things that make sense. Most of us coming from filthy rags, most of us coming from a mess, most of us coming from, you know, values that we have not been introduced to in life, and maybe to a later time in our lives as we have grown and met different people. You know, when you have children out of wedlock, you looked upon a certain way, either down or as if you were a promiscuous female, or just, you know, just wasn't very smart in making decisions on how to protect yourself, or even if that was an option. So I go to churches, you know, I've been to a couple of them, and I've seen people that have a two-family household. I've seen people that are a single parent, and amongst those, myself as a single parent. And I have 5 children. My oldest, he's in his 20s. And so I have my younger children. And when I walk in the church, I notice that when people look upon me, they look upon me and my children, how many I have, and they don't see a significant other or a companion or friend or anything like that of the opposite sex coming in with me. And you know, you can feel the judgment, you can feel the questions going through people's minds, inquiry wants to know. So my question to you in this podcast on this morning, how would you go about telling your story to church folk? How would you perceive their opinion of you? I'm not going to say judgment, but I would say opinion of you if they see that you don't come from or you're not currently in a two-parent household raising children or come from a high education background or a career or anything that would be considered stability. So I would like to know your opinion, if my questions are clear. And you can feel free to leave a message of your statements, your opinions, your suggestions, anything that is on your heart. But keep in mind, be respectful and keep it clean. Cuss free, and I would definitely respond to your responses, but I would definitely look forward to hearing your thoughts, and then I can go from there. And I definitely want to thank you in advance for listening to this podcast, and in an uplifting way, so we may be helpers to one another. This is what this is for. And in my opinion, this is for the normal folk that came from somewhere to seek Christ Jesus, to walk in Christ Jesus, to have a life in Christ Jesus, to be saved and delivered. We all come from somewhere, but sometimes some of us forget where we came from. So we cannot relate to those who are on their way as if we have not been somewhere in a deep, dark ditch at one point, or in a terrible situation that God, only God, has brought us out of. So not to reminisce on the past or anything like that, to move on to our future. But these things are relevant today. So when we are asked, or when we see someone, and it's not necessarily a woman, it can be a man. It's a lot of men that raise their children, their child by themselves, that may have been left at an altar or may have been abandoned. You know, females do it too. So it goes hand in hand. I look forward to your comments. I look forward to your suggestions. I look forward to your opinions. I look forward to placing your mind, your heart upon this podcast. Don't hold back. But keep in mind, again, keep it clean and keep it curse free. Thank you so much. Look forward to you. And if you feel free to place a donation, feel free to do so. It will definitely benefit this podcast and the subjects at hand. Thank you.